Do.
A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Springboks face Japan in the first match of their end-of-year tour this Saturday. The teams face off at Wembley Stadium in London, and the Brave Blossoms will be a tough test for the Springboks. They ran Australia close last weekend, so the Boks will have their work cut out for them on Saturday. Speaking ahead of the match, coach Rassie Erasmus says this match will be an important part of the rest of the tour.
Organise this extra game against Japan, especially for the guys who plays in the Japanese league, because they would have not played a lot of rugby if they didn't play a lot of test matches for us. This fixture was organized for them, and I think there's about 11 or 12 guys, if you count Marnie as well now, who actually play in the Japanese leagues. Because we found in the past that when we go in the end of year tour, previously when we played Ireland and France and teams like that, we had a bit of a slow start because some of our players who were based in Japan hasn't really played a lot of rugby.
It's a big weekend of international rugby. It starts at 5:10 when England take on Australia. The Boks then play Japan at 6:10. Scotland host the USA. And then the big game of the weekend, Ireland take on New Zealand in Chicago. That one kicks off at 10:10. In cricket news now, the Proteas take on Pakistan in the second T20 of the series tomorrow. South Africa won the first match and they can wrap up the series with a win tomorrow. Quinton de Kock, whose mentor was Dale Steyn when he was coming through the ranks, is back in the Proteas mix and trying to pass on his experience to the younger players now.
I think a couple of the youngsters have been asking me questions and how to improve their game, so I'm happy to be here and help where I can, kind of like what Dale did for me. If I make an impact in their careers, which it would be great. I think it's very different me coming back as one of the older guys. I've always been used to being one of the young guys in the team.
And then we're going to finish with football news. Durban City face Kaizer Chiefs in the Betway Premiership tomorrow at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. It's fourth versus fifth on the table, with City just a point behind Amakhosi going into this one. Gavin Hunt's side have won two of their last five in the league with a draw and two losses. That one kicks off at 7:30 tomorrow evening. That's it for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.